got to be all in. Because when you're all in, it's when God gives you the providence. And that's when we stop World War III. That's when we napping rings and the Lolita Express and all these big evil demons that think we're weak. You look at Bill Clinton stomping around like a god of a nightmare. Yeah, I do what I want. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And I see you, and I'm just here to say, my will, my soul, my blood, my treasure, my family, it's all in. All in. You feel that? I mean, there is such a hubris in Washington, such an insane arrogance. It's not in the military. It's not in the Pentagon. Where they keep going, we got a missile superiority 3-1. We're like, yeah, but it doesn't matter. I said, well, we got satellites and particle beams, and we already shoot down their missiles when they test them. Yeah, I know. The point is you can't shoot them all down, especially if there's thousands of them, not three of them. Yes, we can deal with North Korea, not with Russia, not with China. And then now we're in a face down with Russia. You people are crazy. You're crazy. But I'll tell you who's crazier. Those of us that sit here and let these crazy people run the show. So let me explain something. I don't arrogantly launch operations that are successful against the New World Order because I want to be the tip of the spear. I do it because I've got to do it. Because other people either don't have the audience to launch things like this, or they don't have the will, or whatever it is. We're here. We're going to do it. We're committed. I commend you. I am humbled by what you've done. Don't ever call in and thank me. And you have amazing courage, and you are the stuff that'll turn this thing around. And that's the good news here is I'm only supposed to be an example, and Lord knows I'm not perfect, and other people are just supposed to be an example to others that if the globalists take over, here's the most important thing I've said, if they shut down the web, shut down freedom, start the persecution, that's out of weakness. See, as things get darker and there's less light, smaller lights are bigger, and they're going to push the wrong people. And it's going to be very organic what you see if the enemy is stupid enough. Because here's the deal. They've had a 30, 40-point year plan, at least in its current permutation. They're going ahead with a plan that counts on maybe 1% being awake. We got like 10%, and it's exponentially growing. That's critical mass. They kind of get that now, so they're accelerating their operation against us. It's too late. They need to run up the white flag, and I wouldn't call... I'll tell you, if Hillary and Soros and the globalists would just leave, take their hundreds of millions, go somewhere, quite frankly, I'm all in to spare the blood of the innocents, to have an armistice like Napoleon or whatever, and just go. Just go. Just go. Go to South America. Just get out of here. Believe me, I'm all about detente. I'm all about, I don't have some vindictive thing where I want to burn you or where I want to physically mount your head on a wall, you know, metaphysically, so that I feel like, oh boy, I'm big. I'm part of the power structure. I don't want the dirty power. I want you to get off the little people and to stop lying to the poor minorities that you want to help them when your whole cosmology is about keeping them poor. I've got all the letters. They're public of LBJ with the Great Society. I tell you what, I see these rich black people everywhere. Well, get them back on the plantation. Get the men out of the house. Getting women running things, and I'll have those N-words voting Democrat for 100 years. That was his response to the Republicans getting the Civil Rights Act passed. That's why he told the South, he said, you're going to pass this stuff. We're going to be their best buddy now. They all got their little Klan meetings and said, what do you mean, boss? Listen, dumbass, how do you control somebody you got domesticated? You got to feed them before you slaughter them. The little piggy going to trust you when you load them up to take them to the butcher. Oh, that's how we gonna do it, boss? That's how we gonna do it. Now sit down and do what I say and quit wearing them stupid Klan's robe in public. We don't do that now. We care about black people now. Senator Byrd, our commander, what do we do? Absolutely, we will do that right away for you. I mean, that's what's going on. I just sit here and I watch these people and it's just like pull my hair out. I just can't handle it, man. I'm not gonna sit here and put up with it. Somebody has gotta stand up against this. I just spiritually can't go along with this. I mean, that's it. I can't help myself. My flesh says, man, you really ought to back off. You are really asking for it. I'm not stupid. But then I say I got to do it. And the reason I talk about my personal journey is it's a journey I know you've been through or a journey you're going to go through. Because let me tell you something. They're getting ready to implode Deutsche Bank. Like we told you 6 months ago, it's already happening. They're getting ready to start a bunch of wars. They're getting ready to bring in a global depression. I mean, there's no way they can sustain this forever. And I don't like this fiat system, but I hope they sustain it for a lot longer. I'm going to skip this network break because there might even be a show soon. Who knows, you know? Your calls are 1 minute away.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Rallying patriots worldwide at realalexjones.com. If you donate, InfoWars now.
Defending the Republic.
The enemy will win.
Foreign and
but
domestic.
You aren't sitting down.
It's Alex Jones.
You're fighting back. And they're all over the news freaking out that you're supporting me. They can't stand the fact that we won't give up. And we're going to continue on to fight because our credibility has never been higher. We've never reached more people. Thanks to you spreading the word and supporting the transmission. All right, the callers have been holding for 30 minutes. I appreciate them. We're talking about three big subjects if you just joined us. Election 2024, Trump 14 points ahead in major polls in Pennsylvania, surging in all the others. They're in full panic mode. The hurricane sabotage response. Axelrod and other Democrats admitting that the slow response to the mainly conservative counties, 24 of the 26, may never be able to even vote in the 28 days left. Early voting's already started, gives them the smokescreen and chaos for fraud, and then the globalist attempts to shut down InfoWars as early as, well, the hearings on the 17th, they could do it by the 18th. They're trying to shut us down at the state court level, ignoring the federal court. The federal court will probably slap it down, but, I mean, it's I've got to battle at every level. I got to battle the lawyers at the state level and federal level. It's part of the fight. People go, it just goes on and on, and we've survived so many attempts, just like Trump has. Attempts to take us off the air. It's a long fight. It's like a boxing match. It goes and goes. 12 rounds, and we're now entering the 11th round. This is epic, and it's about stamina. It's about will. It's about committing. Let's go to Julie in Maryland. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon, Alex. It's me, Julie.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm calling about something. I want to talk to the audience. I'm prepared to beg, and I remember hearing you say only less than 1% of the audience gives to InfoWars, and I'm just stunned by that. And I just want to tell people, I'm a 61-year-old woman, a single, solo. I help support InfoWars. I just want to ask you, please, what better... besides your small church, what better way to fight the globalists, the one world order, except to donate? Please donate to Alex Jones, InfoWars.
Well, let me just say this. It comes down to this. No broadcast has had a bigger effect because of the crew and the guests and the listeners and the activists, okay? The enemy knows that. They say that because it's true. So it's not like I'm just up here saying, oh, I'm under attack. Oh, I need help. And they lied in the bankruptcy and in the news and said Jones has hundreds of millions of dollars, don't give you money. And the New York Times had to admit 3 months ago, turns out Jones had meager assets, and that's it. It was all lies. I sat there in these fake courts where I was already found guilty, and they said, he's got $300 million. He's got $400 million. He got it from these people that were raising money off me and lying about me and doing fundraisers off my name. Everything they said about me was them. Disgusting. Democrat Party, PR firms, literally rigging it all. And so, yeah, they are hot and heavy to get me, and there's nowhere where you can support an operation that's having a bigger effect, that's actually analyzing the enemy attack plan, and then what I break down gets picked up by everybody, and I'm very blessed, but that makes me a big enemy. So, yes, thank you for holding me up, keeping me up, holding the operation up. You are literally the reason we're here. And so every victory we have is your victory. You've invested in your future. You've invested in freedom, and God sees what you're doing, keeping me in the fight. So, and then they're so pissed. They're all over the news, all over the corporate media, just completely USA Today, Washington Post, New York Times, just flipping out. ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, so pissed that you're keeping us on air, funding our appeals against these fake judgments, all of this, and they're outraged. So thank you so much. Anything else you'd like to add, Julie?
Yeah, I would. Alex, I'm doing my share, and I'm asking the listeners to please do your share. I can't do it alone.
Thank you, please. Julie. Thank you, Julie. Let me just say this. I'm the same way as listeners, so I don't want to blame people. I see, you know, pastors telling the truth, asking for support, and I'm like, well, somebody else will do it. Or other talk show hosts. And I'm just kind of like, well, I do my part. I spread the word. But then I've gotten over the years where I make a lot of donations myself because I realize it's that action. People just, and it's not work. It's fun. It feels good. It's the right thing to do to go to realalexjones.com, make a $5, $50, $10, whatever donation. It's great to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get a t-shirt or get this incredible sea moss that's got all these key nutrients in it, including the best type of iodine. It's next level. And so it is a tiny fraction that ever go, well, you know, I'll just share the article, I'll share a video. It's a small percent do that. And they're the ones that actually take action. So I'm not mad at folks that watch that don't make the final move to back what we're doing. It's always been like that. It was 1% start of the Revolutionary War, 4% that fought it and won it. And about, well, they got the numbers, actually, historians do. Over 40% did nothing and or worked with the crown. Well, around 40% served the crown, and 40-plus percent just sat out and did nothing. And then it was less than 5%, so they call them 3%ers and all that. That's not just a motorcycle gang thing or a military thing or, you know, 1%ers, outlaw motorcycle gangs. The term is 3%er going back 250 years ago. This is about 3% were in the war. And some numbers are 4 or 5%. But that's it. So that's how it always has been. So I want to think, you know, we should put a fundraiser t-shirt out that says something like Second American Revolution, 3%er, InfoWars Defense League or Alex Jones Paul Revere Society, something like that, because that's what it is. I mean, I thought we should have a t-shirt to educate people that says, you know, veteran of biological war of 2020, 2024. It's ongoing. I mean, we're all been in a bioweapon war now, a man-made virus and then the deadly response. I mean, people need to, the problem with conservatives and populists is not a problem. We get attacked. We just think of it as like something to get past and we move on and we're not victims. That's good. That's an attribute in our development that winners just, you know, get past the problem and don't dwell on it. Except you've got to expose what the problem is so the same people that launched the bio attack don't do it again. So, I mean, we're all veterans of a bioweapon war. And there's been a coup where they had a medical emergency. Turns out it was actually Laura Loomer, of all people, that first broke. There had been a medical emergency, and he disappeared. And they said, no, it's not true. It was 8 days. And then Charlie Kirk confirmed it with the Las Vegas police. And now it's all admitted, and they just put out a fake letter that he'd resigned and then just put her in. And of course, he's wearing Trump hats now and, you know, speaking out basically against Kamala because he's pissed off. But he stole it, too. So people are like, oh, Biden's good now. You know, he's kind of doing stuff for Trump. They're crooks. He stole it, and then she stole it from him. That's how it works. You know, you see third world countries where they depose one president and there's like five coups in 1 year. That's how this works. Or in the Roman Republic declining into an empire, then there were lots of coups and stuff. I'm going to shut up and go back to your call. Sorry. I got to hurry up here. Let's go to Ed in Alabama on the election. Ed, thanks for calling.
Oh, hey, Alex. Hey, it's great to be on. First, I just want to say to you and your team, Team Alex, right? Team InfoWars. I just want to say to you guys, I've been listening for 6 months now, so I'm fairly new, registered independent. I just want to tell you thanks for everything that you guys do in terms of informing all of us. Thank you for devoting your whole life, I mean, to this, a PhD in conspiracy, government conspiracy. So thank you for that, waking us all up.
Thank you, brother. Hey, listen, I'm fighting for my future, and that means you've got to have a good future, too. That's what empathy is. So I do this because I don't want to be a slave. And of course, I have empathy, so I care about other people as well. I'm not a sociopath. But yeah, I'm not a hero, brother. I'm just doing what needs to be done. But we've been effective, so people need to bet on us. And I'm very thankful for your support. Go ahead. What's your view on the election?
So with the election, the point I wanted to make was, number one, everyone out there, when you look at the mainstream news and they put those polls up there and they all seem extremely close, which is just irrational, right? I mean, the chances of a whole state or a whole country to be 1% or 2% points apart is just mathematically not true, right? And so what I want to say is this. None of us should trust the polls at all, because you cannot get an accurate polling, even if you dreamed of an accurate polling methodology today. Because think about it. All of us, especially, and look, there are millions of people that listen to just your show, right, in this bubble. But go outside of that. In today's society, if you were to call me on the phone, do you think I'm going to tell a stranger who I'm voting for? No, I'm not. And so they just move on. The polling is not even close to being near to accuracy, because you do not have a trust today that existed back, maybe 20 years ago when you would call someone up, hey, who are you voting for, and you would give an honest answer. Everyone is holding back. I don't want to go into someone's database. That's why I'm registered as an independent. I'm not telling you who I'm voting for. And if you were to ask me right now, Ed, who are you voting for? I would say it's not none of your business, right? Find out when I push the button. And so everybody relax. I personally believe that Trump has to be, just like in 2016 when all of the polls were really off. Remember, they were up to 20% off in the state. It's going to be the same thing again, unless, again, we all know about the massive fraud that took place. If that takes place, then they're going to shrink that down like they did in 2020. And it'll look really close again, right, where it's just a bare beat. But we know the raw truth. You said it, Alex, just today on your show. It's one of the only places I've actually heard. They don't say it on Fox News. They say the close polls. You said it truthfully. I'm with you. 15% at least of a swing. And then the big cheat, when they put it on, it's going to close those numbers again, and hopefully enough of us vote to overcome that cheat when they get ready to do it with false ballots or electronic voting and all of that. Over.
Beautifully said. Thank you. And let me say something on this subject since you raise it. I have never come on air and told you that Trump is ahead when he's not, like the Democrats do, to create the perception and a bandwagon. Oh, wow, Biden's ahead. He's going to win, and that creates somewhat of a bandwagon. Or Kamala's ahead, and it creates a bandwagon. And then Kamala tells crowds, hey, actually, it's very close. You need to vote. Don't believe the polls. Remember that in Atlanta. But what's happening is Roger Stone is one of the smartest politicos out there. He looks at hundreds of polls a week. Trump won in a landslide in 2016. They tried to steal it. And it wasn't a total landslide on Election Day because they mitigated a bunch of that with fraud. And again, they've got about 10% baked in with fraud, different ways. That's what all the numbers show. Take an hour to go over all the evidence. Roger was telling me privately right before the 2020 election, he said, listen, he's barely ahead, and because of the fraud, he's going to lose. But he goes, I'm not going to tell you what he told me, but pissed Trump off. He said that publicly. But the point is that now the landslide's bigger than 2016, and that's why they tried to kill him twice. So, and again, Biden's a pedophile, a criminal, a horrible person, closet KKK. It's all come out. But Judge Joe Brown's exposed that. He actually worked around him and saw him when he was in Congress, Biden, before he was in the Senate. 40 years ago. But Biden is pissed because he's been removed from power and she's the president now. That's why he's criticizing her openly and wearing the hat. And I said 2 weeks ago when he wore the hat, I said, that's on purpose. Well, look at this. CNN even admits Harris weighs more breaks with Biden as he keeps injecting himself in the campaign. And they admit he's out there undermining her. When she attacks his policies, he says, actually, she was in charge. Starts laughing. So to watch these criminals fight with each other is delicious. Also, I've got this video. I'm going to get to it later. I want to go back to your calls. But we've got the press secretary saying FEMA never gave any money to illegals, even though it's on record. We have her then admitting it. And we have all these mashups of CNN and other channels saying they're giving money to illegal aliens in the last few years. And then now they're saying they never said it. I mean, it's just next level lying, folks. Next level lying. Okay, let's go back to your calls. Let's go to Bart in Georgia. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. First of all, I just want to tell everybody I'm low income, but I gave $5 at realalexjones.com.
Thank you.
On all the listeners that are poor like me, give $5. That's less than a pack of cigarettes I buy every day. But anyway, shutting down InfoWars is essential. The globalists stealing this election. It's like iodine to the body. Trump needs InfoWars or he's going to die. And they got weather weapons hitting. They got another one coming in, Milton, all this. It's a full court press on our freedom. Thank you, Alex.
Beautiful point. I want to say something about what he just said. Somebody that doesn't have money giving $1 is as important as somebody with a lot of money giving $5,000. It's the widow's mite. And I really, quite frankly, don't want people that are on fixed incomes or having trouble donating to me. I'm serious. It's the middle class that the globalists are going to destroy. Supporting InfoWars is insurance. It's like putting a coat on if you live in Minnesota in the middle of January. I mean, you're dumb if you don't. I mean, really, it's a no-brainer to back us. The globalists, your sworn enemies, hate us more than anybody other than Trump. It's great. We've said donate to Trump, back Trump, total great. But Trump is, you know, doing well right now, and he still needs your support. I'm getting my ass beat to hell. So, and it's all in God's hands. And people are starting to come through. But if people really come through, because I don't want to sit here every day and beg. Quite frankly, if I sit here every day and beg, we'll get the money we need. But I want to stay on target and be mainly focused on news, not having to focus on this. I mean, I haven't told you 10% of the crap goes on behind the scenes. Just keep me in the fight. Go get a great T-shirt. Go make a $10 donations. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Get the CMOS. I mean, folks, this is a special type of CMOS with these other key compounds that has iodine that goes right into your cells, a special combination. They don't know why it works so well. They have their theories. It's been the rage for years, and we've got one of the best brands out there, private labeled, and then it supports the broadcast. So if you love iodine, you're going to love the CMOS, Ultimate CMOS, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Okay, let's go ahead. Thank you, Bart. Let's go ahead and talk to William in Arkansas, the deep state, 2024 election. Bart. Or no, Bart just went. William in Arkansas, go ahead.
I don't think the deep state has anything more to do except keep loading that weight on the camel's back, one straw at a time. That's the way I've been turning up the heat for a number of years. It's great to talk to you again. I'm the knucklehead that talked to you a few months ago and reminded you I met you 30 years ago before you were ever on the air, and you gave me a book on John Birch. I've got about 10 years on you, but I've been doing this my whole life, too. I've often said in conversation to friends, you need to run some kind of a 24-hour iPod like those two gentlemen you just had on moments ago.
Well, hold on. I'm not going to cut you off. I'm not going to cut you off, but my uncle, even though he was very humble when he got out of the military and secret government operations, he said he wanted the most humble job he could, so he drove a bread route for whatever the name of that company is. Something Farms, and he lived in San Antonio, and he would take extra money he had, and he would buy cases of the John Birch book, The History of the John Birch Society, and I only had like two boxes he probably gave me when I was like 16, probably about 18, and I remember giving those away to people only a few times. I probably had 20 of those books, so that's very rare. It's crazy. Where were you when I gave you this book?
Outside of a courthouse. I came outside of a courthouse, and you guys were chit-chatting about political stuff, and I was kind of going off because I just saw some injustice in there. And the gentleman you were with was trying to get me to shut up, and I said, well, blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm sitting here dealing with a government that'll, you know, let Nazi and Japanese war criminals into this nation while I, as a soldier, you know, and others don't even get a good head start after fighting their diabolical wars. So, I mean, we're cut from the same cloth, brother. We need to keep you on the air. There's been a lot of people out there, like you say, if you can't donate a little money, you're really not going to be putting up any blood, sweat, tears, or blisters or anything else when it comes to fighting. They need to keep you on there. I'm doing all I can. You know, God bless you for being out there, man. I know as other people want to be on the air.
Now, hold on. I want to go back to what you first said, moving past me. You hit the key, something I don't talk about enough, and this weekend I was thinking, who was I with? I was with somebody this weekend or last week, and, I was with my Navy SEAL buddy. We were working out. He's helping me work out. And he said, look, it's simple what they're doing, Alex. They're trying to cause a revolution and pissing people off. They're doing all this stuff with FEMA stand downs and all of it, not just about stealing the election and the open borders and all this. They're trying to make people get violent because they know they're losing hearts and minds. And I think that's what you just said. They just keep putting pressure and pressure on. Is that what you were trying to say?
Yes, sir. It's the weight on the camel's back. I mean, it's just like getting stuck in traffic when you're already behind the time, you know, of the day. They're trying to do that to the whole country, not only physically, but spiritually, intellectually, financially. It's like constipation, you know. One of the best things I ever got to do was I got to talk to you right before I was the last caller, right before your 30-year toast. So I kind of feel special amongst all your millions of listeners and callers, man. It's one of the best things I ever got to do.
Well, God bless you, brother. Well, thanks for the call. I'll say this right now. I sit here before the show, especially lately, because we could be shut down, and it makes me have nostalgia and think about the crew and all we've done together. And it doesn't make me sad. It's like the Frank Sinatra song, My Way. I forget the exact words where, you know, he thinks about the bad things that have happened, and then it just becomes sweet. It makes him laugh. In fact, I want to come in next segment with Frank Sinatra's My Way from the start. I'm going to play it and analyze it and give you my view, and then I'll go right back to your calls. But when I think about what we've done together, and I think about the experiences and the adventures and all the things we've done and the people I got to meet, I wouldn't have it any other way. And they try to act like I'm a loser because I'm demonized, or you're a loser because you love freedom, or Trump's bad and is a loser. No, we're not. We're people that love God, and we're trying to do the best job we can. And when I'm out in public and I run into black people or white people or Hispanic people, look, I'm white. I'm tired of being demonized, being attacked. And there are racist people who don't like me because of what color I am. But they've been manipulated and brainwashed by the globalists. When I look at the sweet black families and the brown families and the white families, and I see the light in their eyes, it's the light of God in them. And so that's why I can't get sucked into hating people as a group, even though a lot of them have been trained to hate me. There are a lot of good folks in those groups. And God wants us all to come together and beat this thing. Now, God wants us to stand up for what, you know, group we are. God made many tribes and has different plans for all of us in different ways. But this is all God's plan. God made all these groups, all these people for a reason. And I just love the children, whether they're little black kids or little white kids or whatever they are. They deserve freedom, and they deserve us to stand up for them. And I think about all we've been through. So when I thank you, I've got so much emotion in it and so much thought, it just seems empty because it's not enough. I am so appreciative of all of you keeping me on the air. You're the reason we're here. That's why they get on the TV, these Democrat lawyers, and say, don't support him. He's going down. Your investment ain't going to work. They're liars. All your investment in time and energy and money has done is paid off. And that's not me. That's God working through us. So I think about how much we've gotten done, and I'm like, hell, I can't take a back seat. Even though, you know, they're gunning for me more ways than one, I got to turn it up. And that's why you've got my commitment. I am turning it up. And I ask God to give me the energy to turn it up. And I ask you to keep me in the fight. God bless you. I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Kamala Harris. When I'm elected president, platforms that promote free speech, truth, and resilience to the new world order, like thealexjonesstore.com, will be banned. Sites that profit off dangerous truths are a threat to our democracy. Shirts sold at thealexjonesstore.com, like the InfoWars limited edition fundraiser t-shirt, will no longer be tolerated. And let's be clear, if you're caught wearing one of these shirts, you will face arrest. Whether it's the Alex Jones for President 2028 shirt or any other merchandise pushing harmful messages of patriotism, family, faith, and freedom, this kind of propaganda has no place in our future. We will create a future where safety, censorship, and tyranny prevail. Don't go to thealexjonesstore.com to purchase products that keep Alex Jones on the air. Don't wear the shirts or support humanity. If you do, you'll be the first in line for my depopulation agenda.
Now, obviously, that is AI satire of Kamala Harris. That's not really her. But if you look at her policies and what she supported and what big tech and the Democrats won and what Hillary Clinton has said.
There are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda.
They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation.
Whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence.
There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation.
They indeed do want to put people in jail for their free speech. And the Justice Department that she's controlled by, that's hijacked this country, has been running the whole operation trying to shut down InfoWars. And on November 13th, it goes up for auction. And the Democrats have said they never wanted money from me. They wanted me silenced. That was always their goal.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away. I ask that you make certain he can't rebuild.
Is there going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate? And over the course of that process, that could get very, very dangerous for Mr. Jones.
I hope that we never see someone like him again.
And if you're out there right now and you're one of Alex Jones's audience members and you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
Take him out of this discourse, of this misinformation, of this peddling of lies, and make sure he can't do it again.
They're scared of satire because real satire, powerful satire, takes a truth and then basically presents it to show how absurd it is. So I'm asking all of you for your support to fund the AlexJonesStore.com and get these great t-shirts and ball caps so one way or another, my broadcast continues on regardless of what happens. We may be able to get some patriots to outbid Soros and Media Matters for InfoWars in this operation, but regardless, myself and the crew want to come roaring back. So support our sponsor, the AlexJonesStore.com. Get these amazing shirts. That's how you keep us on air. And these shirts are so timely, launching the First Amendment and Second Amendment Defense League, standing up for the right of free speech and self-defense. This shirt and so many other amazing shirts now available exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com. This is serious. This affects the entire country and the world. They're trying to get through me, as Trump says, to get to you. So please stand with us. I thank you all for your support. Plus, these are amazing shirts at thealexjonesstore.com. Please take action.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway, and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all, and I stood tall, and did it my way. I've loved, I've laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, it was my way.
All right. Yep, look back on all their attacks and all their torture, and I find it quite amusing because we're winning and we're still in the fight because of you. Let's go back to calls. Oh, we got Jeffrey in Brazil. I missed that. They've been holding a while. Then I'll go to Carly. Let's go to Jeffrey in Brazil. Jeffrey, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I wrote things down because of I'm a DAV. I'm in Brazil right now. I can't contact anybody on X, Locals, or Rumble. So I got a little thing here I wrote. I want to thank you for your years of dedication to seeking truth, informing the people of real national and world events, and allowing us a platform to share our ideas and opinions. I'd rather, like you, die on my feet and not my knees. I want to share with you the Constitution, state constitution of North Carolina. Civilians can do an arrest warrant. Statute GS-15A-304 requires only a magistrate supply sufficient information supported by oath or affirmation to find probable cause. That's like relief being blocked, lack of response, stopping others from aiding, etc. The statute doesn't limit the source of that information to law enforcement officers. Most readers know in common North Carolina provides citizens to seek assurance of arrest warrants and summonses. They can file charges, criminal charges, against all these people in their state, worldwide, not worldwide, but nationally, make charges against the top to the bottom. you know.
Not just North Carolina. It's in the U.S. Look. We hire police. Let me just tell people. We hire police at the municipal level to do these jobs for us. But if you catch somebody stealing your car, you catch somebody breaking your house, you have a right to, you know, take them under arrest and call the police. Absolutely. And what FEMA's doing is illegal. And now the locals are throwing them out. The governors have been making them stand down and stop what they're doing. So you're absolutely right.
It's we the people. We the people. The state to the power, not D.C. D.C. has lied to us, or, you know, the education system. All 50 states, we can take back our states, file charges against everybody, DHS, FDA, NGOs, corporations that are poisoning our food, county school boards, chemical factories, pharmaceutical, file criminal charges against everybody. We need to unite. We need to act now. There are no white hats coming to save us. You know, I love Trump, but we can't wait till November. We can't sit on our asses. He can't save the nation. We have to help him. We the people. So thank you. Go out today. Go tomorrow.
Thank you, brother. Fire. Great points. Thank you. Thank you, Jeffrey. Good to hear from you. Carly in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I love you, and I've supported you for years. I've had a sponsorship for years. And I got to tell you, you know, when they railroaded you in that kangaroo court, I went straight. They came out and told people not to give you money. So I went straight to my laptop, and I went to the sponsorship page where I have my sponsorship, and I doubled it.
Thank you.
Because F them. You know, I don't know. I have that fire like you have. And I feel like, whether Trump gets in office or not, it isn't going to change this mentality that people have in this country of victimhood. Nobody, you know, everybody says that they were forced to take injections, and nobody was forced, and they didn't chain up anybody's doors. Everybody complied, and the few people that didn't comply got crushed. So anyway, I don't understand the victimhood, but you know, I've always supported you, and I've started praying a couple of years ago, which made a big difference in my life, and you're always on my prayer list, and I'm always going to support you no matter where you go, but I don't understand people just sitting around and saying that.
Well, Carly, here's the deal. Most people... Sorry, go ahead.
They don't fight. They don't... Anybody can give $5 unless you really don't have it. But how many millions of people listen to you every day?
Millions.
How many millions? Like what? 50 million, or is that too high?
Some days it's like, that, but usually it's let's be conservative. 10 million people conservatively tune into the actual show. Tens of millions see the clips that we put out every day. You can't count everybody else. But just in the last month, we've had days with 40 million people on X alone. And look. People think if they give $10, they're giving something up. They don't understand that in mass people taking action is how we overpower BlackRock and the big central banks. That's why they want the social credit score in place so nobody can basically give, and we all have internet IDs, and then they can really bring in the tyranny. We're in the position to beat these people now if people realize the power they have in action. And so that's why what you're saying is so important. God bless you, and I appreciate you calling. Do you want to add something about the election? But they disconnected. Thank you so much, ma'am. Look, the place to support right now is the alexjonesshow.com to get T-shirts, ball caps, hoodies, all that. It spreads the word. They're really great designs. There's over 100 designs now. It's amazing. And we have the CMOS, that's next level iodine, and all these other key compounds that are in it with none of the mercury you get from fish. It's totally clean. So be sure and check that out, thealexjonesstore.com. And if you really want to support, just go into legal defense and to whatever happens, more operations to keep us on the air, realalexjones.com, realalexjones.com. And I want to thank all the people that have donated. It is literally enraging. You just type my name into Google and click news. The left is freaking out everywhere, and it's so upset that you're going and donating at realalexjones.com at Give, Send, Go. So I want to encourage everybody, that's your chance to be part of history. And yeah, it's a great opportunity. I mean, listen, I personally, you know, enjoy in the past behind the scenes supporting other activists, other talk show hosts. You know, here's just one example. Jack Posobiec, nobody knew who he was. 9 years ago, about a year before Trump got elected. And he got out of Naval Intelligence. I saw some of the things he was doing online. He didn't have an external microphone that costs like $50 for a decent one, $20 for an okay one. And I had him on as a guest a few times, and he had bad audio. And I mailed him. He tells a story, like a $50 microphone I bought online that he could hook onto his lapel and sound great. Today, he reaches probably 20 million people a day. And I encouraged him to do it full time, and he'll tell you that. And so many guests I get on, I had no idea. They'll say, oh, by the way, you woke me up. In fact, most of them. It's crazy. And I can tell you, Elon Musk has said that I really helped wake him up. Joe Rogan has said that. Tucker says I completely woke him up. It's not about me. It's about the office God put me in to do this. And that's why you can't bet on somewhere better to support. But even if you can't buy a T-shirt or, get the incredible CMOS at thealexjones.com or can't make a donation at realalexjones.com, you can keep sharing the articles and videos and re-upload them and take clips of the show you think are important and put them on X. I want to say something briefly before I go back to your calls on this. I've seen a lot of comments on InfoWars, a lot of comments on X, and I've had people on the street say, why do you need the crew? Why do you need the reporters? Why don't you just do your show on X? They could take over X. They could kill Elon Musk. And there are a lot of great people that are doing shows like Benny Johnson and others that are scaling up and getting crew and getting reporters. That's what you need to do to really be effective like we used to do. I want to get back to that point where we're at all the major events. We've already churned out these special reports every day that get millions and millions of views on key subjects that get picked up by everybody else. And so many times we're the spotlighter, we're the trailblazers, we're the mavericks. And so it's my reporters, it's my crew, it's my investigators. We've done a lot of investigative unit type stuff like O'Keefe's doing and others. I want to do more of that. So that's why. Plus, I have to have an infrastructure because they're going to just keep attacking me. And you're like, well, you better just go away. No, you don't give in to that. You fight harder. So we're in a war. People have to really let that sink in. And like the earlier veteran said, if people won't spread the word or make donations to the operations that are the most effective fighting for freedom, you're never going to do anything as things get worse and worse. I mean, do folks realize what we're on the edge of if the enemy wins the next round of control? What they're planning if they're able to steal the election again? It's hell on earth. I know a lot of folks are like, yeah, we'll keep our heads down. It's that attitude of keeping your head down, we're going to lose everything. Where is your fighting spirit? Where is your betting on freedom? We're winning all over the world right now. We've turned the tide. Now, the enemy's going to strike back, and they are, but it's the adventure spiritually of just going against evil, having God on your side, praying for God to lead, God to direct you. That is magic. That is the whole point of life, is to make the right decision in the face of this. This is everything. And this broadcast, the most accurately, with all our guests and everything, it's not me, it's all of this operation, has been the most effective and most accurate and the most hated by the enemy. I mean, that's something, isn't it? And look, the open debate worldwide, it sounds like Alex Jones. Because I was over the target. I read the enemy's own publications. Anybody can do that. And now others are doing it. And I knew that once the public figured out this global government death cult depopulation operation, that you'd not want to be slaves, you'd stand up. It doesn't take the majority to win either, but we're getting a huge minority bordering on a majority around the world, not just here. This broadcast is listened to in Asia, in Europe, in Africa, in Latin America, all over North America, in Mexico. When I have time, I go to Mexico at least once a year. I love it. Despite all the problems, it's still an amazing country. Puerto Vallarta, Cancun. And I get mobbed. The owners of the restaurants come out. The wait staff says they listen to translations in Spanish. I mean, we're having an effect, people. And you got to fight for those that are fighting for you. All right, Michael in Boston, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead. You want to talk about election? Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Mike from Boston. Real quick, Survival Shield X3, Nitric Boost, HGH Max Boost, Down and Out, Good Night's Sleep, the Rebel Zen Sob for my left knee, the Super Coral Toothpaste, all good products, all top shelf.
Thank you.
And I used to do the krill oil, too, and the super male, but you can't get that anymore. So the krill is dynamite. You started talking about taking them and having the dreams. So I started doing the same thing, and I was having some pretty vivid dreams, bro. But
it's amazing.
I wanted to talk about the election. I've been thinking about this for a few weeks, and I think this is what they're going to do. And I just want it to be put out in the open so people hear it and have time to process it. I think what they're going to do either on before election night or maybe even a couple nights before, because it may take time logistically, is they're going to load in troops to D.C., and they're going to say it's because, oh, we want to just make sure we maintain control in case, you know, Trump wins, because people are going to get upset. But what they're really, the guys, the real reason they're doing it is for when they steal it. And I think they're going to have troops en masse in D.C., and they're just going to have them there for the results when they're announced, and they're just going to stand there with their arms folded, you know, with their arms crossed across their chest and be like, what are you going to do? I think they're just going to take it. And at that, they did it before and got away with it. And that's what I think is going to happen. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm a Marine. I'm a patriot. But that's just what I think. I put nothing past these people. Absolutely nothing.
No, I totally agree with you, brother. I mean, it's such a historic moment. And people, including myself, get caught up. We've already been through so much tyranny. We don't realize it's intensifying and the awakening is intensifying and the battle is intensifying. And history is happening right now.
Alex, since I've been listening to you for over a few years now, I process so much stuff between you and I listen to both episodes of Steve Bannon's War Room during the day, and all the info I take in and process, it's almost too much. Sometimes I feel like I have like an adult sitting on my chest. You know what I mean? Other people feel that too, but the stress of it all, like I feel like I have like a human sitting on my chest, man. So I have to like tune out sometimes because it's just too much.
You know, I have the same problem, but God's literally basically lifted all that from me. I'm just giving it all to God. I fight harder than ever. Like last week, I just suddenly had this euphoria. I'm like, we're winning. And God's like, just relax. Just do your job. Stop feeling like you've got to beat it yourself. And I think that's the prayer people should say is, God, help me do the things I can and lead God and direct me. But, you know, also give me peace. And I put all, you know, the stress on you. And God wants you to do that. Thanks for the call, brother. I understand what you're saying. Henry in Chicago, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. You got my prayers on you in 7 InfoWars. I bought a couple of things from you, Thor X2 and X3. So anyway, my point is we need to tell the citizenship 15th Amendment protects our votes. And any politician that interferes with your right to vote, they can be prosecuted under Title 18 U.S. Code Section 242. We need to file lawsuits against every politician, every corporation on the Title 18 U.S. Code Section 242.
No, you're right. And we need more attorney generals like ours in Texas and others to move forward. I mean, the Texas attorney general, they've tried to put him in jail a bunch because of it, but he's beaten it thanks to public support. Ken Paxton has been overturning huge amounts of the globalist operation.
Right. And also, we need to start maybe... I told you, producer, it's a song named Freedom by the group Faith. And it kind of is from the 70s. My mom told me, says, why don't you tell Alex about that? Because it gets to the core of our freedom. We need to fight for freedom.
And what's the song again?
Freedom by the group Faith. I can play it for you. Hold on.
Yeah, it's distorted. Just say it slowly. You say freedom. I can't understand the name of the band. Just tell me the name. I don't need to hear it.
Faith. F-A-I-T-H.
Faith. Okay, Freedom by Faith. Okay, got it.
Yeah, so let me turn it on. So I wanted to say that also we need to protect our free speech, and we need to ask every politician to repeal the deep state, 50 USC 41. Those are the three-letter agencies.
They've got all their executive orders in place. Absolutely. Yeah, and we're always operating under an emergency. So those things have all got to be reversed. I absolutely agree with you, Henry.
And our First Amendment, we need to fight for it. Nobody can take that away from us. And I tell people, there's no rules. It's a God-given right.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call, Henry. And we had a call earlier, an American that lives in Brazil. And he said, yeah, you can't get X, you can't get anything down there, but he can still get InfoWars because they haven't blocked that because it's seen as smaller. The Empire doesn't see small ships as a threat, or they'd have a stronger defense. Star Wars, the X-Wings, good analogy. And that's why I use it. The Empire doesn't see a small fighter as a threat, or they'd have tighter defenses. So that's why Rumble's huge, but I mean, not as big as X. They've arrested the head of Telegram, got him to roll over. I mean, they're trying to shut down the nodes of communication. And my show is effective, not just reaching millions of people, but we've got the ear of the influencers. And that's why they want us off air. Ahmed in New York, thanks for holding so patiently. You're on the air. Go ahead.
All right. Ali, say hi to Alex, and thank you. I love you.
Thank you.
This is my son. Anyway, I was just trying to say, basically, there was a shortage on ketamine or organic baby powder. I don't know how many people are affected by that, but I feel like they're hoarding it, to be honest with you, Alex. I feel like there's no articles, there's no mainstream articles, but there's a whole bunch of mainstream articles on attacking free speech and free speech systems. But when it comes to like babies and stuff like that, they love to create evil and demonic energy where they keep kids can't even eat anymore.
Well, you're absolutely right, and you know your society's breaking down when there are shortages of things like that. And normal formula is super toxic, full of high fructose corn syrup, and it literally wrecks the brains of children. So people that have to get it can get it from Germany. It's goat's milk. My wife with our 7-year-old produced milk for 6 months, and then for some reason it stopped producing. And so we got really good organic goat's milk powder from Germany, and boy, it worked great on our daughter. She loved it and drank it until she was about 2. But the organic brands, I actually have heard people saying there's a shortages of all sorts of stuff. What are you seeing happening?
I've noticed the last few weeks, like Target, Walmart, I don't want to give them my money, but it's the only place where I can find a European, formula in the States. I hear that you said Germany, this one is from the UK. It's called Kenamil. The only one actually in the States that is actually allowed. So I was buying it from Target. The Target is in shortage, Walmart's in a shortage, and I feel like they just do this on purpose to have people in a mass panic. They did this in 2021 also. So I just feel like they work in a consortium with each other, and these people should be investigated also, these people that are doing this with the poor.
Well, actually, Ketamil says there is a formula crisis on their website.
Amazing. It's a crisis as in how long are they expecting? Maybe you should be in the organic baby formula industry, Alex.
Well, I want to read what's going on. Guys, put that back on screen. I want to see. We are pleased to share that Ketamil has been the first international manufacturer approved by the Food and Drug Administration to export significant quantities. So I guess they're blocking all the other makers. We can still get it online. I forget the type we use from Germany. Talking to old-timers reading books, they said the best thing if a woman can't produce milk is jackass milk, a Jenny. But you had to have a farms near it. They say that's even almost better than human. They say it's just unbelievably good. But I will look into that, brother. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah, honestly, Alex, listen, we're all in this together. There's no feeling sorry. We just got to stand up against tyranny.
The globalist deep state just took their war on free speech and our very identities and our very freedoms to the next level. They have now introduced a lawsuit against me where they literally claim they own my name, my social media, and me personally in violation of the 13th Amendment that we fought the Civil War over. They're actually saying I'm an indentured servant, that I am a slave. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm always the canary in the coal mine. I am the test case. And when they get through me, they're coming after you. They're not just saying they own me. They've also filed in federal court and also in the state court saying they own the name Alex Jones and that they own real Alex Jones on X. Now, the courts have all said you can't do things like that, but they're trying it. And if I don't aggressively battle them in the state and federal court, they will get a win if I don't challenge it. And then they'll be able to use that tactic on you as well. And in the words of President Trump, when that bullet grazed his ear, defiantly rising up and saying, fight, fight, fight. That's how we fight in the information war, winning hearts and minds. And we're unstoppable if you simply decide to take action. So for all your word of mouth, all your prayers, and all your support over the years, I salute all of you and remind you that you are the Paul Revere's. You are the resistance. You are the people. And I am so proud to have been working with all you through the years. And now the fight is entering the most intense part of the phase. So let's redouble our efforts and let's win this thing. or we can roll over and be slaves to the New World Order. As for me, I'll quote Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. And I'll quote Colonel Travis the Alamo, victory or death. RealAlexJones.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Back me and I'll never surrender.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.